gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on this 20th of April. It's 420, y'all. The crew is cheering. I don't know if you could hear that. The crew is literally cheering. They love Hitler, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but all right, whatever. You're into it. We got a big news story, big news day for you. I had a whole show planned out, and then about 5 minutes ago, it was announced that The Onion is buying InfoWars. Maybe. Potentially. They might in the future buy InfoWars. This is, of course, is the second time that The Onion has done the media rounds claiming that they own InfoWars, which means that they've legitimately published more fake news than we have at this point. Because it's just, that's not true. That's not true. Maybe it's eventually true. We'll get into it. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that. We'll be joined by Rex Jones in the third hour. We'll certainly talk about it. We'll get into it. And we'll also, in general, and just by virtue of the modern cultural landscape, we will be funnier than The Onion ever is these days. It's kind of sad that that's the case. So again, well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But it's not going to work. Just flat out, whatever they're going to try is going to fail, and it's going to be kind of hilarious. But we'll get into all of it. Let's begin today, as we do usually, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Israel entrenches hold on South Lebanon, U.S. to host talks on Thursday. Israel tells residents to stay away from dozens of villages. Lebanese officials reports destruction in 39 villages in the south of that country. Desecration of a crucifix by Israeli soldiers has been condemned by the world. And the president says the ex-ambassador will head to talks with Israel as they continue to try to negotiate these ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran and Israel. But it's just still going on to a very, very high degree. Meanwhile, Ukraine looks to import African migrants to fill labor shortage after hundreds of thousands dead or wounded at the front. And we've reported on this for years, but now it's finally making its way to the mainstream media. As Zelensky's head of his presidential office in Ukraine has announced plans to import migrant laborers from Africa. Essentially, this entails Ukraine establishing new laws for the legal entry and residence of foreign workers. So no joke, they are literally ripping Ukrainian men off the street at gunpoint, throwing them in vans, sending them to the front where they'll be murdered by Russia, and then importing their replacement from Africa. Literally, that's what they're doing. At this point, it would actually be more moral just to recruit people from Africa and sending them to die against Russia. This is an insane act of genocide against the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, federal immigration court judge embarks on odyssey to Central America. And this goofy-looking idiot, look at this dumbass. This guy is a open borders communist that apparently was working as an immigration judge for the last 10 years and is now in Guatemala play-acting as a white savior, but looking like a Muppet, looking a little bit like a Muppet, doesn't he? Not a specific Muppet, just Muppet-like features. Meanwhile, Trump says Israel never talked him into a war with Iran. I mean, except that one time. Okay, there was that one time, but other than that, never. It never happened, not even once. Except for that one time. All right, two times. There were two times that Israel did talk him into it. Of course, I don't know, maybe blackmail, you'd put that differently. It's like, they didn't talk me into it. They threatened to kill my children if I don't. Okay, there was no talking me into anything. I know it's not a good idea. It's just they'll kill me. So maybe that's the answer. We don't know. Finally, disturbing image shows IDF soldier smashing Jesus statue with axe in Lebanon, or as I like to call it, displaying Judeo-Christian values, folks. Here's the Christian part of that. Here's the Judeo part right there. Isn't that interesting? We're going to spend a lot of time on this as well, because this has caused a big backlash for some reason. And we'll get into it. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I know you're the big big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother. Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, band.video. That's how you find us. Share those links, share this information. By the way, tell everybody we're not owned by The Onion. They're just lying about that. And this is one of the things that we'll discover as we investigate the goings-on with the bankruptcy trial and manipulation of the entire process. What you'll find is that rules just don't apply to our enemies. That's just the way it goes. They can just do whatever they want, whenever they want, and they don't have to abide by precedent. They don't have to abide by the law. They can break the law with impunity, even when they're caught breaking the law in really obvious ways. Nothing happens to him. It's really astonishing, actually. And, you know, there's something about the spirit that we are, like, constantly at war with. Because it's not often the, like, in-your-face, upfront evil. It's more of a Dolores Umbridge type energy, if you understand what I mean. And you'll find that, like, if you read a lot of old books, read a lot of literature, just, you know, watch a lot of movies, like, there's a sort of constant theme that these types of people are actually just the worst people of all time. More so than, you know, Harry Potter's a great example, where you've got Voldemort, the big bad guy, who's supposed to be the evilest of evil. But everybody hates Dolores Umbridge more, right? Why? Because she is gleeful in her evil, right? She puts on this innocent act of, oh, I'm just trying to help you, as she, you know, carves your name into your back of your hand with a knife. And that's, you know, it's just sort of, it's been a constant. I was just starting to reread The Count of Monte Cristo. And I always read the abridged version. I was reading the unabridged version this time. And the way that Alexandre Dumas portrays the bad guys in that movie, it's a similar kind of energy. There's something so weaselly and dishonest in this, like, sickly sweet evil that's really worse than just, like, Voldemort and Darth Vader. There's something, you know, more it inspires more of an instinctive reaction to me with people like Dolores Umbridge or Ben Collins or Tim Heidecker, one of these types of people. The onion types. So we'll go ahead and, like, go over it. Just Onion doesn't own us. But like, this is what I mean. We could not that we would anyway, but we could not start publishing things saying, we're NBC. This is NBC saying that, you know, whatever, and just, like, saying stuff. Like, we just couldn't do that. We'd get sued. It wouldn't be allowed. They're just doing it. This is the second time they've done it. Gone on TV and told people, we own InfoWars. What do you think that's going to do? Obviously, people are going to believe it because it's on the news, because they actually are the liars. They actually are the fakers. They actually do just straight up lie to your face about things with the intention of destroying InfoWars, of convincing people, oh, I better not support InfoWars because they've been sold and I don't want to support The Onion. So, like, they are actually just fabricating things. They're just lying outright in the news right now, claiming that they own us when they don't, in an effort to, you know, stop our fundraising or I don't know what the effort is, actually. I really don't know, because they don't own The Onion. This is the article from The Onion, at long last, InfoWars is ours. No, it's not, though. Like, what are you talking about? But this is the thing. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, you understand, they're the establishment. You understand, The Onion is the establishment. The Onion is the bad guys. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We sell low IQ hats because we, you know, mock the whole idea of the establishment dictating to us what we can and can't say, can and can't believe, can and can't not put in our own bodies. Like Ben Collins, who's the CEO of The Onion, is the one telling everybody that he purchased us. But again, it just, they can lie, they can misrepresent us, they can say that they're us, they can claim that they own us, nothing happens to them. They can rig a federal bankruptcy proceeding, and just nothing happens to them. They just get away with it. It really is crazy. And like, that to me is the only like disheartening thing about this. So, you know, I don't really care about The Onion. I mean, for the record, I went ahead and asked Grok today. InfoWars has 2 times the traffic of The Onion, at least, like on a monthly basis. And this is with The Onion having poured millions and millions of dollars trying desperately to regain the cultural cachet that they have lost over the last several decades. Basically, this story about them buying InfoWars, the only time anybody's ever heard of The Onion in the last 10 years. So they kind of suck. And we'll get into that. We'll get into all of that, too. But it's not like, oh, The Onion beat us at this game, and so I'm mad. It's just like, The Onion is just another dimension of the establishment. They're working hand in hand with all the bad guys that, by the way, they claim to oppose. Because at least it used to be that The Onion was actually kind of political. Now it's just kind of nothing. I should probably tell you this, because literally nobody reads The Onion. Like, nobody knows about it. Nobody shares its links. Never goes viral. They have like one post that goes viral from 25 years ago about, you know, how could this happen, says the only country that this happens. That's like the only cultural relevance that The Onion even enjoys anymore. So it's not like, it's like, here we are, massively successful, have dramatically changed the culture of the entire world. InfoWars, it's been a pioneer of untested technologies, like the ability to, you know, stream over the internet, like all this stuff. We've been on the forefront. We've been trailblazers. We've set the standard. We got Donald Trump elected in 2016, which is why they came after us with the trial in the first place. So it's like, now that the establishment will come in and just completely manipulate everything to force us to be sold to some, you know, whatever, Nepo baby idiot, Ben Collins. It's like, it's actually not a defeat. It doesn't feel to us like a defeat, because it's not a defeat. It's like cheating. It's like you're just cheating because you have to, because you can't win, because you're losing. Because you're losing the information war, and so you're the Randalls from Recess, right? Or the Dolores Umbridges, you're the snitches, the tattletales, the people that lose the game on the playground, so you run to the teacher and tell the teacher that, you know, Alex Jones was mean to you, he kicked you in the shin. I was just like, what? I just beat him in a game. And they're like, no, he peed on me, actually. That's actually pretty good. And now that I think about it, it's actually a pretty good metaphor for actually what happened here. We are literally just beating them in the game that they think they're playing. They cannot beat us. They cannot even like rise to the level of our awareness, let alone be a threat to us. And so they rig a federal election using, you know, multi-million dollar lawyers to rig the whole thing. It gets thrown out by the federal court because of how just flagrantly fraudulent it is. But nothing happens to them. Again, who else can do this? Who else can actually conspire to rig a federal bankruptcy auction? And not only does nothing happen to them, they just like keep working with the bankruptcy court and apparently been working behind the scenes for 2 years trying to secretly get this deal through. I say it all the time, but like just new stuff keeps propping up, but maybe we'll go through it with Rex in the third hour. We've been through it a bunch. But for anybody that doesn't know, it's worth reminding you. how every step of the way this was rigged against us in the most flagrant and ridiculous ways you could possibly imagine. Literally a show trial in every possible way you could conceive of it. And then they, you know, rigged this bankruptcy proceeding. I mean, the whole thing is utter and total nonsense. And again, what it represents in reality is their complete failure to win in this conflict of ideas. And so they're just like trying to circumvent the will of the people and just like impose themselves on everybody. Again, it's not going to work. You know, there was an attempt to do this. There was an attempt to do this on Comedy Central with a show. I can't even remember what it's called now, but they tried to do, because Colbert was good at this. Stephen Colbert could mock the right wing and it would be insightful and hilarious and funny. Well, and at the time he was mocking neocons, so it was easy. You know, it wasn't the populist right that it is now. And they thought they could do that again. They thought like, well, we struck gold with Colbert and the Colbert Report, where he was playing basically, Fox News anchor. And they thought, we'll do it again. You know, the landscape has changed. Fox News is a big threat. InfoWars is now. So they had some show that I literally cannot remember the name of. Guys, do y'all know? The Dispatch or something? I can't remember what it was. But it was on for like a season or two. And they had all the papers and they had the microphone. I mean, they made it look like InfoWars, and it was a big InfoWars parody. And it just, nobody watched it. Nobody cared about it. It failed because, as Alex was pointing out on the show today, he said that like humor needs truth. And there's certainly an element of that, that things are funnier if they're true. But you don't need truth to be funny. You do need truth to do satire. You can't actually do satire if you're not aware of the truth, or if you're manipulating or hiding the truth. It actually doesn't work. Okay? The opposition, that's what it was. The opposition with Jordan Klepper, y'all remember that? That short-lived fever dream, 2017 to 2018, the last time they thought they would parody InfoWars and really show us all what was what. Y'all remember the last time they tried this and just hilariously and embarrassingly failed on every front? And there's a good reason. There's a good reason. Because I guess I'll ask this. What do you think they're planning on doing with InfoWars? What do you think is going to be like their output? Is it going to be like straight up what we actually believe, but like kind of taken to an extreme belief, you know, extreme end, and, you know, made to sound ridiculous? Or will it be like they're trying to make points that are opposite of what we believe, and so they're presenting our arguments, you know, in an inverted? It just doesn't really make any sense, because at the end of the day, we're right about everything and on the side of the little guys and against the big power structures. And that's the idea that The Onion puts across. So what are they going to be doing exactly? The only thing that this could possibly do is they're going to make Alex look like a warmonger, somebody who wants censorship, somebody who believes crazy stuff, and it's just going to be unrecognizable to who Alex really is, which they've already succeeded a lot in doing this and just creating a false straw man to argue against in Alex Jones, because what he actually believes and what he actually says is not actually, you know, out of even what The Onion believes. And this is funny because, you know, Ben Collins in particular, he's the CEO of The Onion, you know, Nepo baby, never built anything, never actually had an audience, never actually, you know, achieved anything ever. But somehow he's the CEO of The Onion, which is fine. Not that people even know it's around. What was I just saying? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. So Ben Collins is, I don't even know who this guy is. So I'm looking him up, and he's like, he was the censor at NBC. He'd basically go on and cry that people are allowed to say things that he disagreed with. And it's actually kind of funny because he would go on NBC and talk about COVID-19 or the vaccine or whatever else. And now you can go back and look and be like, oh, yeah, he was wrong about all of that stuff, because that's what his job was. His job was to go up and silence people telling the truth. That's 100% actually what he did. But, you know, the whole Israel war thing has kind of thrown all of the old alliances and dividing lines into flux. And so I'm looking, and Ben Collins apparently got a lot of heat for reporting on the, I think it was the Al-Shira, might be getting that wrong, but it was that first hospital that was bombed by Israel in Gaza. And, you know, it was ridiculous because, because, you know, they'd just been carpet bombing everything, taking credit for it. And then they hit a hospital and they're like, what? Us? No way. Absolutely not. And so I give Ben Collins credit for the fact that he reported the story in the first place, but he didn't claim it was Israel that did it. And then when people like push back on him, he's like, oh, I never said that it was Israel that did it. I just think people need to know that people died. And I'm just, so it's like, we actually do what you do, but better and more courageously. You little rat, you little coward, you little scumbag boot-licking queer. Trying to be nice. I'm trying to use nice words. Twink? I'm sorry, twink is the right word? Thank you, crew. Apparently he's married to that Cat Abigazella woman or whatever who had that just utterly embarrassing congressional campaign where she would like sleep through appearances she was supposed to have and be like, I have narcolepsy. Stop mocking me. Yeah, we're going to see another sad onion. We're going to see another sad onion here pretty soon. I have the feeling. So, but this is weird. So I wonder if Ben Collins, who very like in a cowardly and tepid, just faggoty sort of way, refused to actually report what he believed because he was scared of the backlash. See, I actually reported the obvious fact that Israel bombed a hospital because I'm not a coward. All right. So they claim to believe things. They claim to be on the side of the underdog. They claim to be fighters for truth. They claim to be engaged in an information war. But they're liars. They're cowards. And when they lose the information war, they wage a financial lawfare series of attacks against us and then lie about their success because they're everything that they say we are. It's pure projection across the board. But let's go to clip number four here because this might be the best, you know, indication of like what's behind the purchase of The Onion. It's Ben Collins at the National Press Club being the least charismatic person I've ever seen. It's actually something to behold. So here is, you know, vacuum of charisma, Ben Collins, very, very tepidly and quietly talking about we're in an information war. Let's watch.
The truth is a fragile thing. It's a particularly difficult time for the truth to be quite so fragile. Whether we like it or not, we are in the middle of an information war. People with a lot of money and power are actively trying to kill the truth right now.
That's you, idiot.
They believe that if they spread enough hatred and division, their crimes and misdeeds will go unnoticed.
What crimes? What misdeeds? What money? What moneyed interests? Like, this is the thing. Go after literally anybody else. Go after any other group of right-wingers. You might not be wrong. Go after Daily Wire. Yeah. Yeah, these are the people that are in bed with war criminals, that are pushing, you know, bad agendas at the behest of, you know, super rich people who are paying them to do so. That ain't us, dumbass. That's you. You are the ultra rich people. You are the ones tied in with the giant multinational conglomerates. You are the ones trying to destroy free speech. You are the ones who know you're in an information war and can't win the war. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if we weren't a threat. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if you were bigger than we were. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if you were winning the information war. But you're not. You're cheating. You're going around the information war using the big money that you claim to hate, using the big connections that you claim to resent, being the very people that you claim to be fighting against, and it's pathetic. It's actually pathetic. But I want to really emphasize the absurdity of what's going on here. I want to go back to a time back when I was but a child. Many people here, you know, might not even remember this far back. It was the last time The Onion was funny. And we'll go to clip number three here. This is a clip from back when The Onion had a show that was actually hilarious and actually edgy and groundbreaking. And here's the type of topics that they used to make jokes about. Well, what do you think it's going to look like nowadays?
With the Fact Zone's first responders. Jason, you have written extensively about the Facebook program. Why is it so effective?
Well, one of the key reasons is that the CIA has been so thorough in convincing the nation that constantly sharing information about everything that you're doing is somehow desirable instead of deeply unsettling. Yeah.
You know, but critics are saying that with the national debt being so high, is this really the time to be spending even more money on spy programs?
Well, actually, the Facebook program saves the CIA money.
That's right.
Like the Maps application where you list every place that you've been, whether it's at the state or a country here.
Oh, right, with the little pins that show where you visited. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
That kind of information would have taken the CIA months of going through hotel receipts and plane tickets to figure it all out. The manpower that Facebook saves is huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the calendar feature even lets the CIA know where you're going to be in advance. So that's
right. So now if they want to pick you up for questioning, all they have to do is see which events you RSVP'd yes to and then send their agents to be waiting for you.
That's how they got my brother.
That's right.
So effective. Mm-hmm. But guys, with all the focus on the Facebook program, is it taking away from some of the other CIA programs like the Twitter initiative?
The funding for that should be cut entirely.
Right, 400 billion tweets and not one useful bit of data was ever transmitted.
Oh, that's true. Now, is this trend of social network information gathering dangerous? I mean, just last week, the New York Times revealed that Al-Qaeda has designed Foursquare to identify popular locations for bombing.
Actually, Brooke, that's been discredited as any kind of real threat. The people that use that site are people that no one would mind seeing bombed anyway.
So. Yeah, really, the only thing the CIA has to be concerned about is people losing interest in Facebook and moving on to a new social network site, like the Chinese site Wanbi.
I love
Wanbi. Are you guys on Wanbi?
Oh, my God, it's so much more fun than Facebook.
It is great.
I love that one.
I love that you can earn friend points the more state secrets that you post. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a lot of contacts in the State Department. You know, I think I could really rack them up.
You should post them up.
I should.
All right, first responders, thank you so much, as always. You know, I'm, of course, a big fan of any social networking site. It allows me to interact with my fans without having to see, hear, or smell them.
There you go. Yeah, it actually kind of a funny skit that is perfectly in line with what InfoWars believed at the time and believes now. What do you think that would look like nowadays? Do you think they're going to be making skits where they're mocking the, you know, industrial spying that goes on? Are they going to be mocking people going over to Chinese apps to avoid being spied on by the CIA here in America? I don't know if you're watching the little ticker at the bottom there. One of the things, you know, Jill Biden says, you know, reading's not that important. Are they going to be mocking the left and the right, just like we criticize the left and the right? Or are they now partisan hacks that couldn't write a joke if their life depended on it? And that might be the most tragic part of all of this. The tragedy of The Onion is that they're not funny anymore, even a little bit. Let's go to the this is Tim Heidecker. This is the guy that's like going to be running InfoWars if their scam goes through. Here he is in the least funny announcement ever. Let's watch.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that Global Tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedron have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it.
Jesus, he's so boring. All right, I'll let it finish on the other side. But yes, the most boring, unfunny people ever are now going to be taking over this site and I guess telling you to trust corporations and the big government's good for you. I guess they're going to be in favor of the Iran war. I don't know. If they're going to be mocking us and showing, you know, the opposite of what we believe, then I guess it's going to be a lot of really high IQ takes like Mr. Heidecker there. He's not even a good Alex Jones impression. I know 20 people who do a better impression of Alex Jones than that. That's actually pathetic. He's like, I've been working on it. Like, I do a better impression than Alex Jones. I'm also funnier than Tim Heidecker, and I know more than all of them. So you better find us wherever we are next.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigly, our sponsor, has a really high quality private label top selling brand that we were able to private label. We're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research.
and then go to theolivestonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit theolivestonestore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that Global Tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedron have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it being a real estate broker service or a cryptocurrency exchange market. A place to store pictures, most like a Dropbox account. Not sure, a lot of ideas, but very excited to take this on. And just want to wish everyone extend a hand of friendship and grace as we proceed through this process. It's not going to be easy, but I can assure you that we have our best intentions in mind. We are in the city of brotherly love, and I want to extend that sentiment to all our friends over there
longtime fans and consumers of the InfoWars products. We've got some exciting products coming as well. We're working with a company that will enable you to turn into gold. So stay tuned for more information about that. And stay with us. Stay updated on InfoWars for more information as this story develops.
So the question is, was that supposed to be funny? Is that the level of biting humor that we can start to expect when The Onion takes us over? I just stopped laughing. I was laughing before. I'm sure you were too. I mean, it was hilarious. Remember that thing he said about turning PP gold? I mean, high-level satire from the geniuses over at The Onion. It's like, yeah, I mean, that might be the worst part. The worst part is that The Onion's not even funny. They're not even funny. They pretend to be this, like, holier-than-thou, like, we're just above it all, we just mock everything, but they actually are big babies. They get their feelings hurt all the time and, you know, really think that they're doing something important and engaged in an info war. Like, this is the thing. The idea that The Onion represents itself as, like, the sort of... because it used to be more edgy. Like, we played the video from a second ago with the... or we played it a second ago, but it was probably 10 years ago. We're talking about the CIA using Facebook to gather your data. You know, it's truthful. It's satirical. It's actually freedom-minded reporting on real things. Like, they used to have something there. There was something there that you could appreciate and sink your teeth into. But they've sort of abandoned all of that, but they've retained the vibe a little bit, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, people still think of The Onion as this, like, kind of subversive, edgy, you know, content. That's not who they are anymore. I would appreciate it if that's who they were, but that's not who they are. So it's like, I like what The Onion pretends to be. It's just that's not who they really are. And that's what I'd like to express to people. People out there that actually think, you know, The Onion is, you know, cool and InfoWars is bad. And they're, if you want the real deal, InfoWars is the real deal. The Onion have taken on our mindset, like, even beyond, like, purchasing InfoWars, pretending to, they haven't purchased. For the record, they have not purchased InfoWars. They do not own InfoWars. They're literally just saying that it is not true. Even the articles that are in the New York Times say it hasn't been approved yet. So again, they just get to do this. They get to rid bankruptcy lawsuits. They get to sue us for things we never said. They get to demand documents that don't exist and then give us a default judgment because they don't exist, because we aren't providing things that we don't have. They get to claim that, you know, they're on the side of the little guy. But, like, this is the confusing part. So this is the article from The Onion. They've come out with a bunch of stuff, like, advertising this. They clearly have been, you know, working behind the scenes, trying to get this going for a really long time. It hasn't worked yet. It still hasn't worked. It's probably not ever going to work. And if it does work, then what? They're going to have, like, 2 months of kind of, like, novelty awareness of them, and then they're just going to be shut down. They're going to fail completely. They're not going to last 6 months is my official prediction, if it ever happens. Oh, look, the subtitle there, it's actually happening. No, it's not. No, it's actually not, though. So, I mean, I can't even, like, I can't overstate it. Everything they say is an inversion. Everything. And not in a humorous, you know, satirical sort of way. It's just they claim to be the ones telling the truth. They're the liars. They claim to be mocking, you know, big corporations. They are a part of a giant corporation, giant multinational corporation, Bloomberg, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, so apparently they're selling our logo now. Again, why do they get to do this? Why do they get to just violate everything? It's that, again, is the part that pisses me off, is that they are part of the establishment. They are the bad guys. They are the super elite. They are the... And Ben Collins will get up and give speeches like we just saw about, you know, these big moneyed interests are really trying to restrict people's speech. It's them. That's them. That's who they are. I know the InfoWars audience knows this. I'm thinking maybe there are some people out there that are hoping to tune in to see InfoWars melt down over the fact that we were purchased by The Onion. I'm telling you right now, we were not purchased by The Onion, so don't expect a meltdown. Also, The Onion isn't funny. We're funnier than The Onion. Like, there's no threat here. There's no problem. If they take over InfoWars eventually, they'll fail in their endeavor and be embarrassed, and we'll keep expanding and growing and being more popular and more influential like we have been this entire time. It's fine. It's fine. We're good. So if you are tuning in and are like, oh man, The Onion is taking over InfoWars, that's the best thing I've ever seen. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's like, you understand that we are who Onion pretends to be. I'm not talking about the satire thing. I'm talking about the people that actually oppose the bad guys, that actually mock the lies, that actually tell the truth, often under the cover of satire. That's us. The people that are tied in with the elites, that's you guys. That's y'all. You are the Dolores Umbridges. You are the Randalls from Recess. You are the bootlicking teacher's pets that LARP as rebels because you know we're cooler than you and you want to pretend to be us, but you're not us. You never will be us, and we don't want you. So it sucks to be you, but we'll keep being awesome. So again, yeah, it's just total fraud, just outright fraud. They're trying to stop people from supporting us and selling stuff with our logo and information on it. And then they make this video to announce it, and they're not even funny. And this type of stuff, what even is this? Turn your piss into gold. It's like, what? We sell things like, you know, colostrum. We sell very normal products that are white labeled from like one of the top selling brands in America. I can pretty much guarantee you the people who run The Onion use our products just under a different brand name, and they pay more for it because they're suckers. So this is another one of those things where people are like, you sell pills that blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we sell the most popular supplements in the world at a better price than you can get them anywhere else. It's not actually that complicated. But again, they hate this. They have failed to defeat us because we tell the truth. We are the funny and entertaining ones. We are the ones who actually know what the hell's going on and tell the truth to you and genuinely want what's best for the whole world. These people are conniving scum that want to use their immense wealth and influence to silence the little guy. That's us. The little guy is us. Yeah, you don't need to keep showing their products. We get it. They're selling products with InfoWars on. It's fine. It's just infuriating. And again, it just goes on. So this was the actual official. Let's go to the trailer. Let's go to the trailer that they put out. Clip 36. This has another, fake product in it. But let's go to clip 36 here. This was the trailer they put out about the Onion taking over InfoWars. Let's watch.
I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson will run for president.
They turn me into something I'm not.
A human pig.
Is that where God comes from?
You are being lied to.
Crab salt.
Dang, they want to be us so bad. We do have such cool style, don't we? That whole glitch style that we made popular. We really are on the forefront of everything. Thank you for reminding me of that, Onion. Thank you for reminding me of how like well established our aesthetic style is and everything. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, they have like fake products in there that's like Demon Guard. And this is the thing. They want to pretend that they just mock everything, that they all think it's hilarious. But like, these people are the Puritans. These people are the Karens. These are the hyperventilating, oh, please, won't somebody think of the children? That's them. That's who these people are. This is like the frustrating part. Is like all the people out there that, are like attacking InfoWars because you think we are somebody that we're not. You think that we represent some like establishment outpost. And it's like you're attacking the premier example of just like shoestring bootstraps, pulling ourselves up with nothing but the support of our audience. And you're cheering instead for a literal multinational conglomerate totally tied in with the richest people in the world, socialist takeover of this organization. You're on the wrong sides, folks. You're absolutely on the wrong side. If you actually believe what you like pretend to believe. And this is what I mean. So that in the like article they wrote about this, again, not funny. That's the most offensive part of all of this. The Onion is not fun. I mean, do you want to go through some of their, do we have my screen, guys? Or you can just go to theonion.com or whatever. Oil prices plummet in big FU to Americans who got gas yesterday. That's actually the funniest headline in the entire, I already went through all of these. This is just actually a advertisement for a gay show. What are we protesting? Oh, this will be hilarious. These, you know, infographics, these are always so funny. What are we protesting? Megaphone prices? No way. They went there, guys. That's crazy. Cheez-Its seem smaller. What? No, they don't. They're the same size. That's nuts. The hypothetical idea of an all-female Ninja Turtles. No way. You can tell these guys. I mean, they've got their pulse. They've got their finger on the pulse, folks. This is what the young people are laughing at, okay? Unclear, Neil Young's music just gets us going. All right. 16% Soros check bouncing. Okay, wait, so you're protesting the check bouncing? That doesn't make any sense. Mom dating again. This is where you get a little bit of insight into their actual mentality, where they're like, everybody will think this is funny because they also grew up in a broken home, ignored by their parents and desperately seeking affirmation from strangers on the internet. Everybody will get this. No, my parents are married, actually. Just in it for the tear gas and pepper balls. You know, a biting satire here. You know, it really says a lot about something, I'm sure. You know, there's something being said here. Nothing a few mass graves won't fix. That's okay. Yeah, well, does this mean InfoWars will be allowed back on YouTube? Yeah, probably. Because, you know, it's just, this is, by the way, twice as many, our audience, at least twice as big. Like, the number of unique visits to our website is two times as high as The Onion right now. And if you look into it, people are like, The Onion is experiencing a resurgence of popularity. All right. I'd love to see the numbers before then, because we get twice as many people at than The Onion does at InfoWars.com. So, I mean, that's just, so they're losing. So a significantly less popular publication backed by millions and millions of dollars from some of the richest people in the world are rigging a legal proceeding to try to buy the logo out from us. Like, that's going to do anything? Again, it's kind of pathetic, kind of sad, kind of actually just like confirmation that we're winning across the board. All right, so not funny. Okay, we're three down, zero funny moments. Biologists confirm not much evolution happened today. Whoa. Wow, real gut buster there, guys. Guys, biologists confirm not much evolution happened today. I want to send that one to all my friends on the Facebook. Said nobody ever. Poor sleep linked to gong. Onion exclusive interview with the Pope. FDA loosens restrictions on dousing children with synthetic peptides until something happens. Great. I mean, do they want to make any jokes about the FDA actually allowing glyphosate to give people cancer and not be sued for it? Because you could actually make a difference here. Pentagon develops tactical zoot suit. Okay, very timely, very, very clever. Okay. U.S. fertility rate plummets to pre-Nick Cannon levels. Hilarious, just absolutely hilarious. Okay. This is where they take a actual serious issue and then, I was going to say make a joke out of it, but jokes are supposed to be funny. Man who threw Molotov cocktail at Sam Altman's home claims he was following ChatGPT recipe for risotto. Hilarious. I can't stop laughing. That's so funny. I'm silently laughing right now. That's what you're hearing. Okay, so what even is this? Pure O, oxygen, optimal absorption, and mind maximization. Okay, so they're selling empty products. It's hilarious. This is the most offensive part. If they were funny, I wouldn't have an issue with it. If they're actually capable of taking what we believe and making fun of it and making it funny. I mean, I'm sitting next to a low IQ hat. You think we take ourselves all that seriously? Now, the things we talk about are serious. And we believe that, just like the people from The Onion believe that. But of course, the way they approach it is a fabricated, faux, assumed countenance of being above it all and just mocking people who care about anything. But like, say the N-word to them. See what they care about. See if they care. See how mad they get when you violate one of their precious cultural norms. These people are not free thinkers. They are not even funny, but they're certainly not like saying anything profound or providing insight into anything going on in the world. The mockery that they have for just things like the birth rate going down, it's just petulance, right? It's just childishness and sort of like poop jokes, which is what Tim Heidecker made his career on, literally. But at the end of the day, they will hyperventilate. They will literally cry. They are the most sensitive. What is the word? Like, when you just take yourself so seriously and just like holier than thou, and they really think what they're doing is super important and powerful, but they simultaneously want to like think it's funny or like think it's like, you know, good to mock people that are actually serious about stuff. See, we sort of take things lightly. Personally, like myself, I like have a hard time not just mocking everything going on. But that being said, we are also very sincere about our actual beliefs. We'll actually tell you what's really going on. The whole reason we're doing any of this is in a desperate attempt to stop evil people from implementing dangerous plans that will affect everybody on the planet of every race, color, and creed. We're actually serious and sincere and heartfelt about that. And we're confident enough to be heartfelt about that. It's very easy to be a cynical asshole, right? It's not hard at all. You can just look down on everybody. You can mock everybody. Anybody has a sincere feeling. You can pretend to be above. And then you can just exist like that in like the gray area nothingness of faux superiority. That's your choice. You can do that. Godspeed. But you're a liar, because at the end of the day, they believe just as strongly as we do about stuff. It's just what they believe is lies. And they can't actually make arguments in favor of what they believe because their beliefs are nonsensical to the point of absurdity. And they don't know how to mock us, and they can't mock us because they actually looked into what we were saying. They probably agree with us almost the entire time, like almost all the time. So all this is a big roundabout way to get to this article that they wrote on the InfoWar on theonion.com. Where they're like, let me tell you a story. When I was a child, I suffered from night terrors. It was always the same dream. I could hear my family and neighbors wailing in the street outside as they were pursued and then destroyed by a nameless malevolent force. Somehow neither I nor anyone else could control a great darkness that was somehow all my fault. Today, that childhood dream is finally coming true. Today, I can finally say the sweetest 9 or 10 words in the English language. Global Tetrahedron has completed its plan to control InfoWars.com. Of course, no, they haven't. We are still on InfoWars.com. The judge hasn't even signed off on it, so just like total lie, but that's beside the point. I've had a lot of time to think about InfoWars in the last year and a half. As the seasons have changed, my ambitions with the project have grown grander, crueler, and better aligned with market data. Come, friends, and imagine with me. Imagine you're in a roaring arena packed to the rafters with pathological liars high above you, and the nosebleeds are podcasters screaming that you'll die if you don't take their skincare products. I'm sorry. You'll die if you don't take their products. Screaming from the rafters that everyone will die if you don't take their products. Really? Really? We want to go back in time 5 years? This is what I mean. These people are everything that they claim to hate. I've never said you'll die if you don't have our products. We have people call in who say, I was going to die and then I took your product and I'm better. Like, I'm not a doctor and I'm not. Because again, we have to actually follow the rules. I can't actually say things that our product does if it doesn't actually do that. See, yeah, this is the other difference. They want to act like we're just like making crazy claims. Everybody knows that if I make a claim that is not backed up about one of our products, we will be sued. They have sued us over claims we didn't even make. I can't even get into it because they might sue us again if I get the details wrong. That's the type of, surveillance we're under, constant constraint we're under, and yet we thrive despite it. These people can say whatever they want about whatever they want, no consequence, no problem, ever. Because they're the bad guys, because they're on the side of the bad guys. They have the elite, they have the power structures behind them. All the people doing all the things you claim to hate are all the people that are doing this to us, okay? Just so we're clear. So the whole thing is trying to present this as if he's like some global, magnate industrial titan, and he's happy about buying InfoWars, but like, yeah, that's our enemy. That's who hates us. That's who's doing this to us, are the Larry Finks and the George Soroses, the billionaires, the elite class, the Epstein class. That's who we're fighting. Ben Collins and his friends, that's the Epstein class. Maybe that's the best way to understand it. If you're just looking at InfoWars and, trying to figure out who we are, just know our enemies are and have always been the Epstein class. Alex Jones was the first person to report on Epstein years before anybody else even knew it was happening, years before he got arrested for the second time. InfoWars was on the forefront of that and called names for trying to bring it to light. Ben Collins, search Ben Collins Pizzagate. Tell me what you find, okay? Just tell me what you find. Let's go to this video of Alex telling everybody about what it's going to take to defeat God. You will never defeat God. Here's Alex Jones.
They just stand in dust. I can smell you from 1,000 miles away, and you smell like failure. You smell like hell. And I want to thank the God of the universe that I'm not with these people. I get tears in my eyes to God, but I'm thankful every day that I don't come from filth like you to want to trample on humanity. Thank God. Final equation, as upset as I get watching you hurt the innocent, that's what matters, is that you'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. Never. 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 The spirit of humanity is rising, and he is going to defeat you.
And we still have more fun than the Onion. We still know how to have a good time, unlike the Onion. And we'll be right back, folks. More to come.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.